Governor Gary Herbert and other governors met with President Barack Obama on Monday at the White House. Herbert commented afterward that voters generally like to send governors to the White House, although it looks unlikely that one will be moving in after this year's election. KUER's Judy Fays reports.
Herbert's a Republican and chairman of the National Governors Association. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe's a Democrat and NGA vice chair. They were side by side Monday when a member of the White House press corps asked if McAuliffe's considered being Hillary Clinton's running mate. Herbert stepped to the microphone.
But he's going to be the chairman of the National Governors Association. Why would you want to take a step backward?
That's a good point. Very good. Thank you for that.
17 of the nation's 43 presidents have been governors, and while the 2016 race began with four, only Ohio Governor John Kasich's campaign is still active, though just barely, for the GOP nomination. Herbert and McAuliffe agreed that governors get invaluable on-the-job training for leading a nation.
You cannot pass the buck. Every single day, Gary and I and the other governors, there's items on our desk. We got to make decisions that particular day. I think that is a great, great training ground.
Herbert seemed to agree that this year's unusual.
And that training ground that you get as a state executive helps you transition to the Oval Office. So who knows what's going to happen? My crystal ball is as foggy as anybody else's.
Herbert also used his time in Washington to ask the president not to designate a new national monument in Utah. Judy Fays, KUER News.